Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. You know that KISW face mask. You need it. You need a mask in general, but why not have a mask that's awesome and lets you represent your favorite rock station and also lets people know that you care?
Plus, you got a scary skull on it, so if someone wants to yell at you for wearing it, they probably won't.
I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
You intimidate people.
Scary skull.
And of course,
Rider.
Don't forget, man, it all goes and supports a good cause. As a portion of each mask sold goes to the Washington State Nurses Association. They do good work for the nurses around the state. So if you want to get one of these masks, because you need one pretty much almost everywhere you go to KISW.com.
Let's play B. Migs.
It's time to play the game. Yeah. So everybody scream his name. B. Migs. Don't be a loser.
Whoa.
B. Migs. You're a loser.
It is time to B. Migs. It is time to turn down more tequila.
Tequila.
Get yourself one of them nice frozen blended margaritas.
Yeah, I learned last week that's they're made with tequila.
Yeah, not rum.
Yeah.
And it could be cool. Probably.
Are you kidding me? On a hot day?
I know.
Have a nice little margarita as long, you know, as
I would
have
liked it yesterday, that's for sure.
Consume it responsibly, of course.
Oh, yeah. In your backyard or in your house or anywhere where you want to keep cool.
Keep safe. Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Jeremiah in Olympia. Jeremiah, are you there?
I'm here.
Excellent. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Bye.
For those playing at home, Jeremiah will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Jeremiah, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
When it comes to computers, what does CPU stand for?
Command Processing Unit?
No.
Computer Processing Unit?
No.
Pass.
What is the standard garnish for a Manhattan cocktail?
Orange slice.
No.
Orange peel.
No.
Cherry.
Yes. The Minnesota Vikings colors are white, gold, and what?
Purple.
Yes. True. Glass and pond are all types of what amphibian?
Repeat the question.
True. Glass and pond are all types of what amphibian?
Pass.
Which snack is sold under the Spanish name chicharrones?
Should have probably asked Mickey for that one.
Pass.
In which city did rap superstar Eminem grow up?
Detroit.
Yes. Live Aid was a concert to aid the starving people of which continent?
Africa.
Yes. What is the name of a backwards pass in football?
Flea Flicker.
No. And 4 correct. Not the greatest.
Not the greatest, but not the worst.
That's true.
And Vicky, was I close with that pronunciation?
Yeah,
oh, nice. All right, cool.
I was actually really surprised.
I didn't really.
It's kind of a, you know, it's a take on an American thing anyway, right? Part isn't it really? If I think I'm the right what it is.
I have no idea. Oh, I have no idea.
We shall see.
Yeah. All right, we'll see, because I think I know what that answer is. He's coughing.
I'm just choking on my own spit.
Oh, my
God.
14 days.
No, I don't know. I'll take a 14-day vacation. Peace. Sorry. Sorry, got to go, Steve. I guess you don't get to play the game.
Well, do we all get the time off? Because we're...
I guess so.
Yeah, we're out.
Hi, everyone. Oh, yeah, we just got around and we've been in the room. Off, we're out.
Not all heroes wear capes.
Yes,
some of them cough.
Yeah, just choke on their own spit. Great. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
When it comes to computers, what does CPU stand for?
Oh, Central Processing Unit.
Yes.
Nice.
What is the standard garnish for a Manhattan cocktail?
Cherry.
Yes.
I had to picture it.
The Minnesota Vikings colors are white, gold, and what?
Ooh, purple.
Yes. True, glass, and pond are all types of what amphibian?
Fish?
No.
True, glass, beetle?
No.
True, glass, pond, frog.
Yes. Which snack is sold under the Spanish name chicharrones?
Ooh, chicharrones. Chips?
No.
French fries?
No.
Snack.
Oh,
okay.
Grapes. No. In which city did rap superstar Eminem grow up?
8 Mile.
Detroit. Yes. Live Aid was a concert to aid the starving people of which continent?
Steve's house.
No.
Oh, Africa.
Yes. What is the name of a backwards pass in football?
A lateral.
Yes. What year of the early 2010s was Pinterest founded?
What the early 10s? 2011.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You win, Steve. 7-4. Sorry, Jeremiah.
Yeah, sorry, buddy. And there goes Jeremiah.
And there he went.
He knew.
Yeah.
Central Processing Unit was really the one where he said everything about Central.
Yeah, he said what, like Computer Processing Unit and some
command. Command.
Which is cool.
Actually, it should be Command Processing Unit.
It would make sense on that one, yeah. The chicharrones, what are they?
Pork rinds.
Pork rinds!
Oh, then I do not know what they are.
I'm not a pork rinds guy.
Oh, I love them. I love them so much. They don't have any carbs, so I don't feel too bad about it.
Oh,
I
mean, really? They don't have carbs?
They do not.
Oh, J-Rubs loves those. Now I can understand why. Yeah. I didn't realize they were carbless.
You gotta go to the Mexican stores, though, because they have ones with like the real fatty pieces on it, and it's actually really tasty.
Oh, so good.
There's a place that I saw it on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives the other day. We were like binging old episodes.
Nice.
I can't remember where it was, but there was a place that takes like chicken skin from like and deep fries it, and it's like chicken skin chips.
Yeah. Yes. Gosh.
There's it's insanely
There's
tasty.
Someone in Tacoma that does that.
Oh, I
don't remember
so
where. I'll look it up and see if I can find it, but I've seen them before. I haven't gotten them because it seemed a little adventurous, but yeah.
Adventurous. You don't like chicken skin? That's supposedly not really healthy for you, the skin of the chicken.
Well, they're deep frying. It's that balances it out.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that. The deep frying.
Two negatives equal a positive.
That's right.
Perfect. Well, you got a positive, Steve, because you won. Congrats.
Good job, Steve.
I meant to give a shout out for the win, so I won, so that's good. So I feel that now we can fix this in post.
Yeah. Give it out a shout.
It's a crazy story, BJ.
What happened?
So what do we always joke about on the show when I talk about like one day my forever home, my fancy home? What do you say? It's a JK Monarch.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
So I've been talking about this for like years now, how much my wife and I are obsessing over JK Monarch houses. The president of JK Monarch contacted me to thank me for all the nice things we've said about them.
Really? The president?
Yes, Mike.
JRK.
No, I know. I thought it was just Mr. Monarch. No, his name's Mike. So I just wanted to give him a shout out. Mike and Aaron, who's in charge of like all their designing.
Wow.
We're super flattered of all the nice things and just how life just gets crazy. Dude, we're meeting up with them and potentially going to try and get into one of their...
Whoa. Like,
found a home that could fit in our budget and we're going to be maybe making... I say maybe because I'm never confident until everything's done, but it feels very good.
Holy cow. It seemed just like yesterday. You're like, I don't know if we're going to do now. It looks like you guys might be making a move.
Dude, that's telling them. It's a long story, but like sometimes you just got to follow the signs in life. And there's been like all these like,
ooh, deep, man.
I know it's all whatever, but like my wife and I were laughing about it. I'm like, if this didn't happen, we wouldn't even consider like like something happened that kind of got under my skin and I was so pissed off. So I'm like, I wonder what our house would cost if we sold it. Cause I was just so angry at living where we were living. It had nothing to do with the house. It was just, I was just mad. And I go online and I'm like, oh my gosh, our house is worth more than I thought. And then it just, the wheels start spinning.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? But had this certain thing not, if this certain thing was going to get done, I would never even consider this. And then around that time, when I'm like, my wheels are spinning, I get a Jen from sales who's like, hey, I heard from the JK Monarch people. They reached out to us. Just wanted to thank you for all this nice stuff you guys are saying. And then it's just like, oh, there's another sign. So life's just weird, man.
Life is weird, man. Yeah. But, you know.
So I just wanted to say hi and thanks to those guys because that was super awesome.
Is it Mike, you said?
Mike and Aaron.
What's up, Mike?
Yeah.
Mike and who?
Aaron.
Aaron, what's up?
Give it out a shout.
They said they heard from a bunch of listeners because of us talking about them.
Well, they do have nice houses. I mean, I've seen you online looking at your real estate porn.
It is house porn.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
And it's my wife's damn fault.
Yeah, and I was like, damn, those are some nice cribs right there you were looking at.
Yeah, so one day.
But
I was just saying we have a housewarming party, but we still haven't had a housewarming party for our car.
That's very
yeah,
true.
What the heck, man?
And I will not get an invite anyway. But
you're one of the few people that has ever been in our home.
Oh, isn't that bizarre?
Right. You and the donkeys.
That's right. I forgot I was there for the Super Bowl.
We didn't even let Vicky in the house when we gave her furniture. Like, you could stand outside.
Which was nice. I didn't have to carry it all the way through.
That's funny.
They carried it out. I'm like, sweet. Bring it out to my car.
I don't think I was in. By the way, I was not one of the people that spilled something on your wife's carpet when I was there. I was actually a very good guest.
You were I would say you were the... Damn it. Kills me to say this, but you were the rock star of all the guests.
That's right.
The cleanliest one.
Well,
he
you
was
know.
The cleanest. He caused the least amount of stress in my wife's mind.
Yes.
Well, that's a good call.
Because I know how she thinks. I mean, yeah. I'm the same kind of person. So it's like, oh, man. I walked in, I go, oh, this is a nice looking house. You got to be cool here.
That's
you can't.
Funny.
You can't be. You know. You can't go in and make a mess of this joint.
I'm a little worried that I won't even be allowed in our new house.
We'll see if I get in there before you do.
You might have a better shot.
I got good cred.
You are way less sloppy than me.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting.
I can maybe live in the garage.
It's always exciting whenever you think you're going to get a new place, which, by the way, like you said, will be your forever home. That's the goal. A lot of times when people buy their first house, it's not their forever home. It's just like, well, we just don't want to pay rent anymore.
Well, I honestly thought that the house we got was going to be the forever home until you start, like, then there's, like, little things. You're like, we didn't think about that. Oh, we didn't, you know what I mean? Like, you don't think about things until you get into the house. Now, like, at least we had 10 years of the things that we're not happy with or just aren't, like, things that we'd like to change. And it's like, okay, this next house, let's make sure that that's how it's going to be. And so it's cool to go into it with that kind of mentality.
And you're fortunate that the housing market has been so good that, you know, your house went up in value.
Yes.
That's always a nice thing.
Yes. I mean, it's stressful. Don't get me wrong. It's going to be very, very stressful, you know, however many days or weeks or months until this all happens.
That'll be a joy. But you know what? You're not like me, so I probably won't even notice the stress.
Well, it's like my wife came downstairs yesterday. It's like, I'm already stressing out about all this stuff. I'm like, we haven't even started yet.
Wow. Yeah. It's always good to move with a little toddler. Not even a toddler yet. She's an infant. It's always good to move with an infant. We've done that a couple times in my life.
Well, that was a big part, too. It's like kind of cool to want to get into this situation, you know, get into a home where that's the home she grows up in. You know what I mean? Like 100%. Like all the memories that she'll have are connected to that home.
Aw, that's adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Children do that to you, Rev.
Yeah, that's another.
Yeah, cats don't quite do that
for
me.
That's another thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And get it done now because we had a house that Sarah really loved that we had to take her out of. She still managed it. I mean, we had a great room. We had a great basement with a cool colored carpet that Sarah just loved. And it was a pool in the backyard. It was really a sweet looking home. And we weren't even there a year because her father's an idiot. You know, can't keep a job in this business, you know. So, yeah. So if you can get that done before they're cognizant of the fact that you're an idiot, that's a good job.
And thanks to all the realtors that are now reaching out to me. We already have a realtor. So as much as I appreciate all the rockaholics that are stepping in, we're already in a good spot.
That's the job of a realtor, though. You know,
I respect the hustle.
Yeah, you got to hustle like a mo.
One texter even willing to hook me up with trappers.
No. Oh, wow.
Wow, buy a house. Get some trappers.
Damn.
You can contact me. I'm not looking for a house, but I'll take the trappers.
Yeah.
Nice.
Pretend, Danny. Pretend.
Well,
say you're in the market.
It's all about building relationships, realtor.
Yeah.
Maybe one day Danny's going to want a house.
It's true.
Just say you're in the market. That's the great line. Oh, I'm in the market. I don't know. I'm only at the entrance of the market. I mean, I'm going to come into the soon.
Someone said, I think we broke their website. I just went to JK Monarch's site. I can't get on it right now.
Oh, really?
That's cool. We could break someone's website.
Man. Man, they don't do anything up on, up where I am, though, do they? Do they build anywhere near me?
I think so.
Do they really? Well, maybe I want to talk to them.
Oh, BJ getting FOMO here.
Well, at some point, I might have to make a move myself. I don't know when in my life it's going
to
happen.
Buy Sarah a new house or just get one for yourself?
At some point, your daughter's going to kick you out of your own house.
Exactly. It's going to happen, and so I'm going to need a place is what's going to happen.
Oh.
Well, speaking of purchases, the Rev, Danny, and Steve just dropped a bunch of money on something that they might not ever see and might not even be used.
It's not a house.
Yeah, oh, man.
Not a house. It costs more than a house. No.
What is it? I'll tell you at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Yesterday, the Rev and Steve followed Danny's lead and joined the Mariners seat fleet.
Hell yeah!
I think yesterday I caught more crap for this than anything I've ever done in my life.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
In a fun way.
Oh, okay.
But it's just so funny to see how people react to you dropping $30 on a cardboard cutout of your child.
Yeah.
That you don't even get.
Yep. You don't even get the cardboard cutout. But again, you, I think, you know, because it's your kid, who's going to argue with the fact that you got your kid that might show up on TV with her smiling face like that rooting on the Mariners?
One person thinks it's very it's definite child neglect that I didn't get my own cardboard cutout to sit with her, though.
Oh, yeah, right?
Oh, she's, you know what? She's a very independent little baby.
She's 7 months old. And yeah. We're not talking about a six-month-old. Yeah, we're talking about a seven-month-old.
She knows what she wants. She can go and hang out at the ballpark all by herself. That's not a problem at all.
She can hang out with my cat.
Now, if you don't know seat fleets,
Carl will take care of her.
Yeah, Carl is
and Danny.
Yeah. Carl's an attack cat. And then Danny, of course, who probably,
it's a motley crew.
Actually, Danny's probably the one we worried about more than anybody as far as being able to take care of himself.
That's probably true.
Yeah, Carl and baby Tatum are okay, but
they're
Danny,
watching me.
He needs supervision. So seat fleets where you pay $30 and you have the Mariners put a life-size picture of you on a cardboard cutout, and then they place them in an empty seat at T-Mobile Park, and they're going to donate a portion of the proceeds to nonprofit organizations supporting COVID-19 relief efforts. So that's a cool thing.
Yeah.
And
that's exactly why we did it.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Yeah.
How about a good cause?
Yeah.
They're going to place these at random in the lower level of T-Mobile Park seating bowl. So yeah, that's where you're going to be looking in while they show their games on TV.
I'm glad they're doing the lower level and they made that clear, because when you're watching their series against the Houston Astros, they put them in like the upper outfield level. And I was just like, that seems kind of odd.
All teams did something different. Yeah. You know, I saw, I don't know what team had them behind the plate, which I thought was really cool.
I think they should be behind the plate. That's what you see the most.
Yeah, and in Boston, of course, they put them on top of the Green Monster, which I think is cool because everybody loves those monster seats. That makes sense.
In Boston, are they going to have one that has, like, it's a cutout, but then if you pull a string, like, her blouse goes up? Remember that girl that was flashing the pictures?
That would be perfect for behind the plate.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, I like that idea. Yeah, but if a foul ball does hit the cutout, the ball will be mailed to a fan. That's a cool thing.
Yes.
That is really awesome. So if Tatum catches a foul ball, you're going to get one.
And her mouth is open, so she could potentially catch it in her mouth.
How cool would that be, though? How cool would that be that you could tell her when she grows up, and if she grows up to be a Mariners fan, go, you were there during the weird season, and this is a foul ball that your cutout caught. I mean, that's a cool story.
I would definitely hold on to it and tell her that that's the only time in her life that we can afford season tickets.
Yeah. So there's Danny, there's Tatum, there's Rev.
That's the best part. Danny did himself.
Yeah.
And I got a cardboard cutout of my daughter because you guys shamed me because originally I was getting one of Lulu.
Yeah.
And Rev's like, don't you have a daughter? I'm like, oh, crap. Now I have to get one to take
yeah.
And I couldn't spring for two. And then Rev got one of his cat.
Yeah.
But why not? Why'd you go with Carl and not Frank?
Because Carl is the big brother. I think he's more deserving. He has to deal with Frank's shenanigans. And so I felt it was a nice little gift to him.
See that? Being the second born is never good.
Yeah, Frank's kind of a pain in the butt.
Yeah, we'll
play this audio for him, you know.
Yeah, Frank.
I love you, Frank.
Yeah, Frank now. You know what, Frank? You know what to do.
That's time to wreck something.
That's fine. He ate my pizza last night, the jerk.
Oh, nice.
Well, it's clear that three of us on the show are true Mariners fans.
Yeah.
No one else is willing to pony up to be at the games.
I might actually watch a game this year.
True to the blue.
Yeah. You're true to the blue.
Yeah.
I got some messages from people like, dude, you just spent $30 and they have better things to spend your money on. I'm like, No, actually, I don't. I love purchasing stupid things. And that's coming from someone. One of my buddies gave me a hard time. I'm like, dude, I've been with you when you're blacked out drunk and you're buying shots for everybody. To me, that is a way dumber way to spend your money when you can't even enjoy the alcohol. You're just done. Like, what is the point of even buying those shots?
Exactly. Yeah. This one's a purchase you're going to be able to enjoy.
And our friend Jose, who's buddies with Big Wall.
Oh, yeah.
Jose's one of our favorite people. He does cover sports in town, and he's going to be at the Mariners games, and he says he's going to be on the lookout with his camera, and if he sees Tatum, he's going to get a picture.
Oh, that's so awesome.
And you bet your ass I'm framing that picture.
Yeah,
that's
you are.
Awesome.
Yeah.
No pressure, Jose.
No pressure at all, Jose.
All right, Rez, please.
You know what you got to do.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So whether you think it's dumb or not, the Rev, Danny, and Steve did pay $30 to have a cardboard cutout placed in T-Mobile Park for the Mariners seat fleet. Based on this, we want you to finish this sentence. Yeah, I know it was ridiculous, but I spent money on blank. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Finish this sentence. Yeah, I know it's ridiculous, but I spent money on blank. Your calls, your texts, after Audio Slave on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. So the Rev, Danny, and Steve each paid $30 to have a cardboard cutout placed in T-Mobile Park for a Mariners seat fleet. Based on this, we want you to finish the sentence. I know it's ridiculous, but I spent money on blank. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Brandon in Bellevue, you are on The Rock.
Hey, morning, guys.
Morning, Brandon. How about you? What ridiculous way did you spend your cash?
So I was at McCoy's Bar downtown Seattle, and the bartender had these crazy horn-rimmed glasses on. And so I told my buddy, I said, I will give you $20 a lap if you can get his glasses on and run around the bar. So he said, all right. So he went over and told the bartender, hey, I'll give you $50 if I can wear your glasses for like a couple minutes. Bartender went, all right. So he put them on. He started running laps around the bar, and every time he did, I'd give him $20 until spent $120, and I was out of money.
That was not a good bet for you, Brandon.
it was pretty funny, and then the bartender came over and bought shots for us and ended up hanging out with us, so it ended up being fun. But yeah, I told him, don't tell the wife.
Yeah, that's it. But you know what? You paid for a great evening at that point. You got the bartender happy, you getting shots, everyone's making money.
Yeah.
It's your money everybody's making, but celebrity's making money, and that's actually pretty sweet.
It was memorable.
I have to tell you, I never think about that. I was like, as he was telling the story, I'm like, how's he going to get the glasses? I didn't think you just pay the guy off a little bit less than what you can make.
That's some good old-fashioned negotiating right there.
That's some good old-fashioned negotiation.
That's what that is.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Finish this sentence. I know it's ridiculous, but I spent money on blank.
So he says, I'm pretty sure my friend just spent $500-ish on a Funko Pop. The most I spent was $80 on one of them. And did you see that they made one of Joe Coy now?
Yes.
Yeah. Funko's got a Joe Coy?
Yes. Which is awesome, because then I can, if I ever want to make a custom one of myself, I could just buy that one. And
pretty much that's it.
Altered a little bit.
You know, we really have to pause. We forget that Joe is really blowing up. Because, he's our local guy and he's been our buddy on the show, but Joe is just...
Joe's really successful.
He's really successful. We keep forgetting that.
He sells out arenas and stuff.
I know. I mean, it seems dumb, but the Funko Pop that's made for you means a whole lot right there. I mean, that says that you really are somebody.
And it's great. It's obviously it's Joe. It looks awesome. But you could get an autographed one, a bundle, a t-shirt, and a Funko for the sweet price of
$69.99.
Perfect.
Nice.
Did he price that for you?
I hope so. Can we...
the Steve special.
So, do we get a free Joe Coy Pop? Or
are you always looking for something free,
man? Saying. I mean, he's...
You're taking food out of his mouth.
I mean, if he's...
His son's mouth.
Out of his Funko mouth. Yeah. Out of his son's mouth. His son's doing okay for himself, by the way.
I know.
He always takes care of us. I mean, I'm not asking for one, but like he always...
I might have to ask for one.
He sends us all of his merch all the
he
time.
He does. I know. That's why
now you want to ask for something?
Yeah, that's how I do.
Beggars can't be choosers.
That's the relationship I have with Joe. You're not the glommer, but I can glom.
Okay.
You know,
you're the taker.
I'm the taker, and then you're the giver, so I think it balances out.
He knows
that. Wow. And so the person paid, did they say $500 for a pop?
For a pop, yes.
I didn't even know they had pops that cost that much.
They don't, I don't think, but if you want to buy limited edition ones on like eBay, there's a whole world of Funko craziness.
That's how it's done.
Because I remember I got, I think it's the Nelson Cruz Funko Pop, if I remember. Was it Nelson Cruz?
I think you're right. The one that was, they had two different editions.
And man, on eBay, I don't know if they're selling for much now because he's no longer a Mariner, but when they first came out, people were willing to pay a couple hundred bucks for those things.
Yeah.
Whoa, they've got a metallic Steamboat Willie Funko Pop that goes for about $1,100.
Whoa. Okay, this is like the new Beanie Babies.
Oh, and they just go up from there. Yeah, there's the metallic ones that are going for just so much.
And then there's ones that like you can only find in a store, but like it's hidden in the store. And it's like if you could find a certain type of one, it's a collector's item, and then you can sell it for a ridiculous amount of money. It's nuts.
I've actually been doing a lot of like online selling, like Mercari and stuff for a buddy of mine. And she had a bunch of Funkos, and I sold one for like $60. And I didn't even realize it. Like, and it'll tell you, like, oh, how much should I price this for? Like $60. I'm like, no one's going to buy that. It sold out within the day.
Wow.
Like, somebody bought it, like, just jumped on it.
Well, all right, then. I mean, collectibles are collectibles. That's all. I mean, I can't throw stones because I mean, no, I've collected things and paid big money for stuff. So I mean, that good for Funko.
So it says some Funkos are going for thousands. The Clockwork Orange Funko figure is going for $13,000.
What? See, and you would think who would even know or want that? Who's into Funko? And as it turns out, it's a rare Funko piece. Mm-hmm. And I mean, so the Malcolm McDowell. I'm sure it's the Malcolm McDowell character from
probably.
From
Clockwork Orange. I'd imagine.
Yeah, and that's. That probably looks really cool. That Funko, I didn't even know they had that. I probably would have bought that.
And it looks super cool if you bought it for a decent price and then you found out that it's now worth $13,000.
Oh, they have a headless Ned Stark that goes for $2,000.
Detachable head.
I like this. It has nothing to do with Funko, but definitely has to do with fun. Someone says, many years back, I spent $200 for a hooker. The problem was I was high on coke and nothing would work. So I spent $200 to sit and talk with her for 30 minutes. I learned my lesson.
Wow.
Oh, coke does that to you?
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, I've never touched that thing.
Oh, wow.
The drug.
Yeah, because I've touched that thing a lot.
Yeah.
You know, but not when I was on coke because I've never been on coke.
I remember someone, it was a comic, he compared it to what it looked like trying to take care of yourself. It's like almost like dealing with like a deflated balloon. Like how it's just like, nothing goes on, but it's just me.
Isn't that interesting?
That's a medical term.
Yeah. Well, that's not cool because, you know, I mean, I run pretty high, so I have all the positive benefits of cocaine sometimes, especially if you give me a cup of coffee, but I still can get the hydraulics working.
Yeah.
So that's a nice thing.
I miss your daughter's in the room.
Oh, great. Oh,
nice. Wait, weird transition.
Yeah, that's
try not to say anything about it.
Gross. Don't want to think about that, Dad.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you should really announce when you're coming in.
People think it's ridiculous that I bought J-Rubs boxers with my face all over them. I don't think it's that ridiculous.
I thought that was the most romantic thing you've ever done.
I know, right? My tongue's out. I'm looking all cute. But it's kind of like my thing. Like, I get my friends now for their birthday. Usually it's just a pair of socks, but just with my face all over it. I probably spent like $100 total so far.
If they really don't like you, that's probably the most nightmarish of a gift you could get anybody, your face on stuff.
I know, and I usually like put a really, really ugly picture of myself. It's nothing flattering. So
no, it's just you looking crazy.
Yeah, looking insane. Yeah, so far it's gone over pretty
well.
How
has somebody not made a meme of some of your face gifts? That's what I want to know.
Dude, I know, because some of them are so bad.
I have made memes of Sarah, but nothing has really gotten populated yet.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have to make a few and see which one sticks.
Yeah.
We got to get a success Sarah out there. Come on, let's get it. Do it. Let's get her at the beach holding sand.
Yeah, just have you eat some sand?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Wouldn't be success, it'd just be ratchet.
Yeah.
Ratchet Sarah.
Holding sand and box wine.
Nice. Yeah.
Just faded.
That's the thing. Yeah, you. There should be a ratchet meme of you. There really should
there
be.
There should be.
Yeah.
And even if I look terrible, I'm trying to be a meme. That'd be dope.
You might have to change your name and be like Ratchet Rachel or something.
Yeah, so it goes a little better.
Yeah.
Okay. I got no problem with that, especially if it makes me some cash.
That way I can, you know, get a Joe Coy bobblehead.
Whoa, I don't know if I'm making you cash.
Oh, all right.
I'm just a meme here.
There's a crazy story about two sisters that are twins, and they're dating the same man, and they want to get pregnant together. Yeah. You're going to hear from them at 747 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another listener question. How do I rebuild my credit after filing bankruptcy?
You rebuild it, you know, one creditor at a time by making your payments on time to on your rent or your mortgage, by continuing to make car payments on a car that you keep during your case. You can also, as I said earlier, you can almost always get a credit card almost immediately after filing bankruptcy. Sometimes it's a secured card, and it'll almost always have a really high interest rate on it, but you can get a small balance credit card and, you know, charge a tank of gas or a dinner once a month on that and make the payment, pay it off every month, and that'll help you build a credit history one creditor at a time and will help you rebuild your credit over time.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.